Welcome to the Libertarian Institute YouTube and Odyssey channel. Today I am joined by Dennis Pratt of Porkfest. Dennis, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Keith. I'm very honored to be on here. I was telling you earlier that my wife and I are just gigantic fans of yours. And I remember the first time I heard you, it was maybe on Tom Woods or one of these things, and I had no idea who you were. And you were asking such great questions. I was going, who is this person? And I love your interview style. You told me at one point, though, that your interview style was based on Bill O'Reilly. And I was like so shocked. I go, how this guy is such a good interviewer. And how could his interview style be like Bill O'Reilly? And your answer was that you wanted to do just the opposite of Bill O'Reilly.
I swear that's true. People don't believe me. I go, okay, why is it that my blood pressure goes through the roof when I'm watching this prick? I go, all right. So I think the best way to be to provide valuable content is to take this and then do the exact opposite. He's giving trivial questions that will be irrelevant in one news cycle. So I want to ask evergreen questions that are vague and allow people to go on and really get to the root of the issue. And he interrupts constantly. So let the person talk when they've been generous enough to give you their time. I go, if I just have those two. And then I could watch these interviews for like hours on end and learn nothing of substance. So my challenge was, I said, I bet if I start off my interview with a 10, 15, 30 second quote, people will learn more in that 30 seconds than in entire MSNBC and Fox News interviews. And to the surprise of no one, that is the response I've gotten. So I'm so glad that you and Carol find value in the material.
Yeah, it's really good. And I'm so glad you're coming out to Porkfest this year. I think that I'm always excited by someone who isn't really as known as I think they ought to be known. Coming out to Porkfest, it's one of the most based groups out there, and they ought to know your work. So I'm very excited that you're coming out. I think you're giving two main talks, and I'm hoping that your hub is buzzing like crazy with all the different things you're doing.
Oh, yes. We'll have a hub there with the guys from the Libertarian Institute. And my speech will be initially on social justice advocacy and why I think that is probably the greatest intellectual threat to the West today. And then 10 economic fallacies that almost every single progressive and conservative still believe to this day. So check us out at Porkfest. That will be June 19th through 25th. All right, Dennis. So this is a gathering of libertarians. And because we're constantly always fighting, heaven knows what the word means. Some people say they lean libertarian, but don't really know what it is. What is libertarianism?
So you're asking me what libertarianism is. I come at it from an ethical perspective. So I think that the ultimate core of libertarianism is self-ownership. And that is that you fully and exclusively own your own body. That ownership meaning control and deciding what goes in, what comes out, and how to utilize it. And that no one else has a superior ownership of you. And that anyone asserting a superior ownership of you is actually enslaving. So I consider libertarianism as being the last stage of abolitionism. The denial of libertarianism is a support for enslaving other humans. So I think of it as very, very serious. Now, libertarianism is a big tent idea. And, you know, most people are not as hardcore as that ethical core is. And so you'll get libertarians who say, I'm libertarian because I believe in these policies that are associated with that. I'm okay with that. I'm 42 years down this path and I'm still learning stuff. So anybody on the journey, please, thank you for being on the journey. Thank you for doing whatever it is that you're doing. Please join us. But you know, my goal in my life is removing our chains from this master race that has had us in slavery for 6,000 years and thinks that we ought to be continued in doing that. So that's my quest. And I understand that it's sometimes too esoteric for other people to understand.
So if we take an example that many of us live through, let's say that we have two aspects of our life. One, the state is issuing taxes, the state is issuing regulations. And in the other aspect, I have a girlfriend who I spend a lot of money on and make sure that I stay in shape and has all these rules for me to live by. What would you say is the principal difference between having someone in your life who is relatively controlling and the state? Aren't they both violating principles of self-ownership?
Well, it's one's choice, whether one can maintain, make a choice there and really leave. I think, you know, I'm one of those people who doesn't think that, you know, I think it's okay if you choose to have voluntary governorship. As a matter of fact, I think that the future will be a number of kind of micro groupings of people who have covenants. But the key is, can people leave intact without being killed or all their stuff stolen? And so I think, you know, free entry, free exit, and the rules are, you know, is something that you consent to. So, you know, I use the example of an S&M mistress. You know, this, you know, she can beat you and she can hit you and she can whip you. And, you know, what else do we do, Carol?
We could also use a boxing match. People can punch you as much as they want,
right?
Voluntarily.
There's a consent thing that I said voluntarily. You know, I own this body. I'm putting it into a consensual relationship with these other people, with this other people. And you know, I have some way of exiting through that. So, That's kind of what I see. I mean, I do see people in abusive relationships. It saddens me. I wish that they weren't doing that. And, you know, as long as it's voluntary, all I can do is offer my suggestions.
Great answer. The reason I ask all of our libertarian friends is because when I see this prick Noam Chomsky say with a serious face that employment is basically you have as much freedom as you had in the gulag where you're constantly bossed around, that literally is like, you know what, kidnapping, it's a lot like going over to someone's house, you know, when you think about it, because you're not in the place where you live. I mean, I am just blown away that so many people say ridiculous stuff like that. I always ask our libertarian friends how they respond. All right, Dennis, I'm sorry. Yes.
Well, no, I was just going to say that, you know, I come from the left, so I understand that argument. You know, I was a democratic socialist beforehand. So there's about a third or a quarter of us that come from that area. It's we have such a different perspective that we do understand things like that. So,
all right. So your answers were so good that you have convinced me. I am going to go to Porkfest this year. Let's say that I am looking to actually find freedom in the world today. Why is Porkfest somewhere that I should spend time and money going to?
Well, Porkfest is just it's, I liken it to a simulation. It's a week-long simulation of what a liberty community would be like. And you know, it's a simulation, so there's a whole bunch of things that are incorrect about it. But it's a great way of actually experiencing what liberty in our lifetime might be like. A lot of my work outside of Porkfest is actually trying to create Porkfest 365. Trying to create that in the free state in New Hampshire. So, you know, when you finally figure out this beautiful, beautiful idea that we can live together peacefully and consensually, we don't have to be fighting all the time. We want to share it. right? That's the first thing. We go, oh my God, this is fantastic. If only we give up trying to boss everybody through the state. And so, you know, our first strategy that we usually do is conversion. We go out and try to convert our grandmother at Thanksgiving tables. And that doesn't really work that well. And I have some theories. I mean, I've been doing this for so long and trying to convert so many people. I'm actually one of the better converters. I was the number one writer in Quora for 4 years, and people told me that I'd converted them. But it is such a hard process. And I think it's only available to a very small sliver of people who have some basic characteristics that are hard to predict. And I'm actually developing a little questionnaire to do that. You know, who's worthwhile. But the whole idea that we would convert 330 million people, most of whom don't give a darn, and most of whom are totally inconvertible, is absolutely insane. So, you know, what happens a lot of times is you go, okay, well, I can't convert these people, but what I'll do is I'm going to do camouflage, right? I'm going to hide. I'm going to pretend like, you know, I'm not like one of those crazy libertarians. I just want to move slowly, you know, a little bit more freedom, and you know, and make all the pragmatic arguments, you know, between the trouble is that most people are kind of happy with the idea that they could have slaves. You know, I mean, if I told you, look, Keith, I'm going to give you this harem of nubiles that's you know, will do your every wish. You know, you might not look that hard at, you know, well, how do I get these and what's their situation? And, you know, you might ask me, well, you know, how are they consenting? I go, oh, sure, they're consenting. We had a vote, you know, and you go, well, okay, I guess that's fantastic. You know, I get these new. So most people are just not all that interested in freedom as a value. So anyway, camouflage, kind of between camouflage and conversion, you get the electoral strategy where we go in there and we're going to vote our way to freedom. And it's like the kind of the Libertarian Party thing. I'm not too sure that that's a viable process. A lot of times people will kind of give up and say, okay, look, you know, we're always going to be controlled. There's always going to be this master race. The vast majority of people are not convertible. We can't trick them. We can't camouflage. So what we need to do is we need to supplicate. We need to beg our masters for a little bit more freedom. But we'll make a deal with them. Okay? So give us some freedom and you get more stuff. Just think about that. You know, by freeing your slaves, by having free-range slaves, they're going to be more productive and you'll be able to extract more. And you know that works to some degree, but it's so unsatisfying to someone like myself. You know, a lot of people kind of go into and say, look, you know, I can't convince people. What I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and isolate. And you know, you have isolation like Bitcoin and taking your money away or agorism. You might also just kind of fall into despondency. You know, I actually fell, you know, probably for about a decade. I just decided this was too hard. It just wasn't working. But as you start to say, you know, maybe I can start creating more freedom for myself. You know, maybe you work on some personal stuff, or maybe you start creating freedom cells. Well, then now you're starting to move to a concentration strategy. And that's really what I'm part of now. I'm part of this gigantic concentration strategy where we're migrating libertarians from all over the world into one small state. And our argument is basically, look, you know, however you came to libertarianism, that is a fantastic gift. Do not waste your life spending it trying to convert the inconvertible and feeling like you're totally weird and stuff for just wanting peace, love, and understanding. Come and be with other people that are just like that. Let us gather together, kind of like the Mormons did in Utah or the Jews in Israel or the Amish in Pennsylvania. Let us gather together are few in number people, and there create a liberty society. And so that's what we're doing. Porkfest is our celebration of choosing New Hampshire as being that locus together. And this is our 20th. So this is a big celebration for us. This is our 20th year of trying to develop that. You know, we've had enormous successes in New Hampshire. We're probably the, you know, I think we're the most successful liberty movement ever. And just, you know, we're very excited. We have more and more people moving in every day. We have developed all different types of liberty all over the place. And what you do is you come to Porkfest and we're celebrating that. You get to see, you get to kind of find which tribe of libertarians you're really part of. You get to learn about the different groupings, you know, the agorism grouping, the political grouping, and the gun grouping, and there the community building grouping, and the entrepreneurial grouping, and there's all these different types of liberty people doing all these different things, and you get a little taste of it all, and you get to meet so many different types of people. Every single one of them, though, accepts that you are the owner of your own body. You don't have to go, you know, I used to have to make this argument, you know, when I'd meet somebody and I have to find out where they are, I'd have to start off with, you know, well, do you think that you own your own body? Is that something that you believe that that's true? And here, everyone's starting, you know, way at this high level. And it's like, okay, great. So you believe that. Okay, great. You know all the theory. Great. How are you building liberty for real? Because that's what these people are doing. They are building a real libertarian society, and they're working together in all different types of groups. We have hundreds of groups throughout the Free State movement in New Hampshire, and you'll see a number of them talking and explaining to you what it is that they're doing. You know, you like me, you'll go, oh, well, maybe I fit in here, or maybe this is my group, or this is my group. And there's just so many groups here, and there's the ability to create new groups that you fit in somewhere. I can tell you that.
As far as some of the speakers that you're looking forward to seeing, I heard that Tulsi's going to be there, and you said RFK Jr. is going to be there as well.
Yes. So that's actually kind of controversial, because, you know, what we are really celebrating is our building a liberty community. It turns out that the libertarian migration into New Hampshire has become so significant that we're being courted by a large number of people. So they want to come and talk to us. So we definitely have, you know, not liberty people coming. Tulsi, for example, she's actually the one I'm most excited about. She's coming, and, you know, my job is to say, okay, I understand you want to come, but what do you have to say to our movement? Our movement is a separatist movement. You know, we don't believe that DC is salvageable. We don't believe that. We believe that we need to get together and create our own society and insulate ourselves through nullification and other things like that from DC. So what is it that you have to share with us? And so for Tulsi, for example, she's going to be talking about her journey from being, you know, dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, and then realizing that the political process that she was in and the people, that just wasn't matching her values. That wasn't matching what she really cares about. And then she had this come to Jesus moment, where she's realizing, oh my God, I'm going to lose my friends. I might lose my family. I might lose all my allies. But this is not sitting well with me. And I can tell you, every single person, every single libertarian in that audience has gone through. Well, we actually have some three-generation libertarians in that audience. Okay, so almost every single person in that audience has gone through that wrenching realization and just gone, what do I do? You know, do I deny this in myself? Do I try to pretend that it's not true? Do I just smile while I watch these people treat each other cruelly? You know, So, you know, I think that there's going to be a very emotional reaction with Tulsi's story. I'm very excited about that. But yeah, we do have some politicians coming for people who aren't all that familiar with the Free State Project and with the movement we're doing and with Pork Fest. These are things that they can go, oh, well, I'm going to go and I'm going to hear all these big speakers. I can tell you the experiences that you're going to have out in the 100 different libertarian hubs all around the campground and all the thousands of conversations you're going to have and connections you're going to make, those are going to be so much more impactful than going to a talk where you listen to one of these people, or even going to some of our organization talks. You know, David Friedman's going to be there. He's going to talk about what a stateless society really looks like and things like that. The talk is going to be, you know, you're going to go, oh, that's a really interesting talk. The value will be talking with David afterwards, because he's just hanging around in the campground, and you're going to have lots of opportunity to talk to him at one of the lounges. And, so it's a little bit hard because people in what I call the authoritarian 49, you know, the other states, the states that are moving towards greater authoritarianism, while one state and one state only is moving towards freedom, the people in the authoritarian 49 just have no concept of what it is that we're doing here, and they don't really understand what it's like to live in liberty communities, and so, you know, we need to get them here. And then once they get here, they go, oh my gosh, wow, this is aligned to something that is, you know, it's not just intellectual, it is soulful, it is visceral. And that's what we're trying to do. We're, you know, come and experience what living in a liberty community is like. I tell you, it will be transformative.
Well, we can also put to the test the statist theory that we constantly need governments to stop us from going to war with one another. So what we should see at Porkfest is constant war, every man for himself. And what we should see between governments is virtually no wars, just peaceful diplomacy. That's what the theory tells us. So let's just put that to the test. I'm very excited. So we're going to get the big names. I would love to shake hands with RFK Jr. and Tulsi. I think that would be a great opportunity just because I admire them so much. As far as libertarian speakers who you're looking forward to seeing, who are some of the names that people might be interested in checking out?
Okay, so there's my personal favorite. Keith Knight's going to be there.
Two brand new speeches, by the way. I'm still writing them.
I'm very excited about this. You know, there's a lot of people. Oops, let's see. Now, decline. There's a lot of people who, you know, they're saying, well, you know, Dennis brought RFK on because he just wants to hobnob with the politics. I go, I detest politics. I can't stand politicians. You know, the reason why we have RFK is because some porcupines that we call anybody in the Free State movement a porcupine. Some porcupines brought him to me. And now I'm going, oh, shoot. You know, you know, and they're very excited about it because they're politicos. Right. We have these different segments throughout the Free State movement. Community. The politicos are some of our most important people. They're the ones who actually go and do the tough stuff at the house, where, you know, we have some power. Libertarians, we have ANCAPs who are in power. You know? So they're actually rolling back laws and freeing people up, and they're doing God's work. When I first got here, I thought I could do it. Turns out I can't do it. There's nothing I can do with these guys with that. So I'm so thankful for them. So they're excited about it, you know, and I go, all right, well, great. You know, I check out, there's a lot of people interested, and I talked to RFK. We talked a long time about what can you talk to this separatist group about? So he's talking about, for example, cronyism and things like that. But you know, the people I'm excited about are people that, you know, I mean, I think it's fantastic to have you out there and beating these people. If they don't know what the work that you're doing, your book and the way that you interview people and the learning that people can have from your program. I mean, they will benefit greatly from learning that. Another person I'm really excited about is Larkin Rose. So Larkin disappeared for a long time. There's a whole bunch of questions and I'm going to have to ask him. But why he disappeared. He used to come to Porkfest all the time. And then he did this talk about when is it okay to shoot a cop? And there was this, like, all this hubbub and all this type of stuff. And I suspect, I don't know, but I suspect he got mad about that. And, but I mean, from a philosophical question, it's absolutely an important question. You know, how much can the authority violate your self-ownership until you are ethically permitted to retaliate? Now, that's a tough question, especially for the people coming from the conservative side, you know, who have been trained to, you know, to obey a law. And we have, you know, we have in the Free State Movement, we have a whole bunch of different people. But so I'm so excited. When I started volunteering here, I had two big gets to try to get back to Porkfest. And this year I actually got both of them back. One was Larkin. I was so excited. He's actually showing up. The other one, I got him. And then he decided that he just doesn't want to do politics anymore. He's been hiding from politics. And I'm going, I don't do politics. You can still come. But they're actually having a free domain hub. They're going to be doing a number of things. There's going to be, you know, some. It's going to be fun. But
is Molyneux going to be there?
Well, he was going to be there. That was going to be the big reveal. I was so excited. I was so excited. Every year, five years, I go, okay, these two people, I love them at Porkfest. This is the 20th. We're gonna bring them back. Bigger and better than ever. It's just going to be so much fun. And, you know, of course, a lot of the people go, so who is this Stefan Molyneux? Who is, you know, I go, no, you don't understand. And, you know, I have to go back and show them the 2011, 12. It was like 2008, I think he started. When he was really doing the basics of libertarian philosophy and ethics and stuff like that. And I was just absolutely fantastic work. He does now the call-in shows, which, you know, I was just so excited. He got so whomped on. So have you interviewed him, by the way?
No, I have been on his show twice though.
Yeah.
Fortunately,
that's a show to watch.
The thing about Molyneux is he has two of the greatest books that I think we have in as far as introduction to libertarianism goes, Everyday Anarchy, which he makes a very important case that far from being this thing that might happen 1,000 years in the future, if all of us talk about it enough, he goes, there are anarchic aspects of your every single day life. Mm-hmm. And then practical anarchy, which is how would you end up getting to a free society? So Molyneux's work is absolutely terrific. Yeah. Yes, we all have our shortcomings. I don't know why this guy gets so much heat for wanting to, you know, give Trump a try. He gave him plenty of difficulties after Trump let everyone else down. I was surprised he didn't even pardon anyone impressive, but then I shouldn't have been surprised.
Oh my God. we're so excited. Some subset of us are so excited because RFK has been one of the few people who said that he's going to pardon Assange and Snowden. You know, we actually have one of our bathrooms is called Leaks for WikiLeaks. And we have a path that goes through our campsite, our campground called the Silk Road. So we have Lynn Ulbricht who's going to be there, and she's going to ask for a pardon for Ross. But we just went through this horrible railroading around crypto. I don't know if you know about the Crypto Six. And the last few years, everyone's been holding these signs up, you know, at our class pictures, you know, free the Crypto Six. So here's this politician talking about freeing people who've been wrongly violated by the government. I'm going, let's go ask him to do that. You know, let that be part of his message. Let's get that out. And yeah. It turns out that the people who really want to free the Crypto Six hate politicians so much they would never ask. They won't even go. I'm going, but you have signs that say free the Crypto Six. Whom are you asking? Whom are you asking to that sign? Ask that guy there. He wants to do it.
Well, the speaker list is great. I felt so close to Molyneux when you said free domain hub.
I'm so excited. I can't tell you. I had so much fun with the idea and the planning of this because we couldn't tell anyone, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, the crazies and all that type of stuff. You know, I've gotten enough, you know, because it's my fifth year. I've got enough power now that every year I would contact Stefan. I say, please, you know, I'm actually rising up here. I can get you on stage. I can do this stuff. And every year, you know, I can't do this year. He actually said, you know, I'm coming. I was like so excited. So those are the two people I was the most excited about. Unfortunately, I lost Stefan. You know, I don't think anybody who's going to take over for me. This is my last year organizing. I don't think anyone's going to take over for me will ever put up with the heat that people would get from having Stefan there. But hey, you know, it was worth 5 years try.
And as far as Larkin Rose, I know that he came out with the book Parasites on Parade, but he's also working on this movie that comes out next Saturday called The Jones Plantation. And a bunch of us are going to see it in Phoenix, Arizona. So I know he's been really busy with that. But yeah, Larkin has not stepped out of the game at all.
We have a special showing here at Porkfest with panel discussion afterwards of Jones Plantation. I'm excited about that. We have a number of good videos that will be shown during the thing with discussion. I mean, the one that we're the most excited about, I don't know if you've seen this. There's an NBC docuseries on the Free State Project. Basically, the Boston group was like looking, going, "What is going on in New Hampshire?" Because, you know, we're proposing bills to secede, and we cut a school, slashed a school budget, you know, by more than 50%. It was like kind of, you know, no, we didn't slash it. We just said, okay, you know, the private school, most expensive private school is about $9,000. We'll give you $10,000 per student. You should be able to do that, right? But that was slashing it by more than,
yeah. And deadly austerity, I'm sure they.
Right, right. Because they're just, you know, the teachers unions go in there and they go, well, we need 3% increase. How can you argue with three pennies?
Yeah, I remember Elizabeth Warren saying they're against a 2-cent tax.
Two pennies.
Literally 2 cents is how she explained 2%. Imagine seeing that at the grocery store. This item is 2 cents, and then they demand 2% of your entire net worth, and you go, "What? Social contract?" Yeah.
And here you have the teachers' unions doing the same things, and you wonder why people are so poorly educated. In these government schools. So they followed us for 9 months, Keith. 9 months, and we don't, you know, they actually embedded. It was a very strange thing. I was at the Pork Fest. I was giving a talk, and all of a sudden this guy comes up and in the middle of my talk, he's slipping a microphone through my shirt.
Yeah.
And I stopped my talk, and I go, well, you know, who are you? You know, what are you doing? And he goes, oh, I'm miking you up. I go, who are you? He said, NBC. And we're like, wait a minute, this is Pork Fest, man. you know, we don't have NBC come in here, you know, and we knew that they were going to do a hit piece. We knew they were going to just slaughter us because, you know, it's Boston, right? And that is authoritarian central. And they think that anything that's this liberty thing, that's insane. Oh my goodness. You know, how could you not be controlled by your masters? After my talk, I met with them afterwards and I said, look, I know that you have to do a hit piece. I know that this is the process, but I just want you to know, we're not really like that. You know, these are our good, peaceful people. All we want to do is live our lives as we choose. I'm saddened that you have to do this. But you know, do whatever you want, because for us, you know, even when we get bad press, it's actually not bad. The bad press tells all the authoritarians, don't go to New Hampshire, which is good for us. And the people whom we really want, the really hardcore liberty people, they go, oh, the mainstream media is saying, don't go to New Hampshire because they're too liberty oriented. Book me a flight, baby.
Yeah.
But it turned out this NBC documentary was, you know, it's funny because I call our detractors free haters. So we're free staters and they're the free haters. The free haters, oh man, they're upset just because it's not this like this terrible hit piece. You know, of course it's not like it's not a fluff piece at all. You know, it actually is just somewhat balanced and allowing us to speak in our own voice on a mainstream documentary. Anyway, long story, they're going to be there. They're actually shooting the last episodes. They have 11 episodes. They're going to be shooting the last two episodes, and then they're going to be turning it into a documentary on the Free State. It's all released. You can go to NBC Boston and see this documentary. Highly recommend it. It's really enjoyable, really fun. My dog actually gets credits at the end, so you'll see. It says, you know, special thanks to Ron Paw, P-A-W. That's my dog.
Yeah. Well, one of those politicians that never does anything for us, and we can never talk to them because that legitimizes the state. Of course, come on. Can we concede that they're not all equally evil? That's too bad that the people that were caged for Bitcoin, their supporters aren't willing to talk to the people with the power to actually uncage them and increase their amount of freedom. But I will go to New Hampshire and change every single one of their minds individually with the help of everyone else at the Libertarian Institute. Dennis, when is it? Where is it? And how do I get tickets?
Well, you go to porkfest.com, and right there, oh look, you even have a little thing there that says tickets. You pull that down and you buy your tickets. Please get your tickets now. The hard part, it's $75 for a full week, so I don't want to hear any noise about tickets. You know, I mean, it's dirt cheap, and we keep it low because what we are hoping is that you guys come out and visit us. The hard part is getting a place to stay, but there still are hotels and stuff that are nearby. The campsite is pretty much full, so you can't get your own campsite. But there are people who are willing, you know, join Porkfest plans on Facebook or join on Telegram, Porkfest attendee chat. Just talk to the porcupines and the other people. Everyone's friendly. They're all really excited about people coming. And so if you make a good case, hey, I'm from Wyoming and I really would like to come out. And someone else say, hey, I'm from Wyoming. Come on out. Yeah, I'll put you up. So there's a lot of that type of interchange, person to person. There's a woman who was, she after her second Porkfest, she said, you know, all of a sudden I realized libertarianism is actually what the communists think life should be, but for real, you know, because it's all people voluntarily helping each other and working with each other. You know, I mean, so often we have we're characterized by as Randians, and you know, we only care about ourselves and blah 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 blah, blah. And you know, Porkfest is a big tent, lots of different segments out there. Lots, you will meet all different types of people. And you'll find some people who are like you and some people whom you go, God bless. That's not I. And that's good. You know, the Free State Movement is actually hundreds and hundreds of different groups. Some of them don't get along. But Porkfest is for the people who actually can get along enough that they'll spend a week together in this big, big tent venue with people just sharing all different types of experiences, all different types of goals. If you like to shoot, there's shoots there. There's a lot of gun talk. If you like agorism, there's some of the best growers, you know, kind of homesteaders, as well as, you know, we have large farms there, that are there. Agorism, you know, the whole place is agoristic. You know, the people who do the best are the preteens, because they'll leave with hundreds of dollars at the end in Bitcoin and silver and gold and all this type of stuff. Just running around being entrepreneurial. You know, it's so funny to watch these kids and how much they love adding value and then being recognized for that. It's just so affirming. And you know, the schooling people, you know, you like homeschooling or school choice, a lot of people like that. Community builders, people who build. We have a number of different Liberty clubhouses all throughout the Free State, where Liberty people get together and do debates and talks and parties and discussions and stuff like that. You get to meet those types of people. So it's just such a wide variety of people. Of course, we have the secessionist there. You know, just... I was going to do a taxonomy. I'm just so busy organizing the darn thing. Next year, when this is my last year, so next year, one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to do a taxonomy of the Free State Movement, just to give people an overview. Because when they come, they go, well, what does the Free State Project think of blank? And it's just like, you don't understand this. This is a distributed, bottom up, a multi-voiced system. The free haters hate that. They're always trying to find the head because they want to cut it off. And there's no head. There's no head. You know, it's just all these people doing all these different things. And of course, they'll say, well, that group there did that thing. And oh, that represents the Free State Project. And I go, no, that's one out of 100 or so, you know, groups. And they're doing that. Look at these people over here doing that. So it really is a great picture of a bottom up, spontaneous organization, a movement. The Free State Project itself is five people on a board and two paid workers who basically tell people, come move here. And then when you're here, whatever liberty you want to do, find it and do it, and do it to the best of your ability. God bless, you know, boom, you're gone, you're done. And then when you're here, you can join different groups and try, you know, the first three groups or so I joined, I just realized, you know, I don't really fit in with that group. That's not the first group I tried to join was the political group. And I thought that they were just so great. Bought a lifetime membership and all that. And I just it took me about 3 months. I'm a slow learner, 4 months. I just realized I can't do that. I would get so outraged. What they do is they review every bill that comes up as to whether it's liberty or whether it's moving in towards greater enslavement. And I would get so outraged that these people actually had the gall to do this. I would write pages and so, but you will find your niche. There are so many different groups.
Ladies and gentlemen, check it out at porkfest.com, PORCFEST. That's going to be the year 2023, June 19th to June 25th. I will be there. Kyle Anzalone of the Libertarian Institute will be there talking about everything Russiagate, one of the greatest scams that the corporate press had for a couple years, convinced about half the population still waiting to hear the apology. Connor Freeman will be discussing the State Department's intentional provoking of a war with China over Taiwan. First World War started over an invasion of Belgium, and the second one because a violation of Polish independence. It is extremely dangerous when empires start declaring protectorates that they're going to save from a competing empire. And of course, Scott Horton will be there talking about the situation in Ukraine, as well as the reality about what happened in Waco, Texas. Dennis Pratt, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Keith. I'm very much looking forward to Libertarian Institute having a hub there. I'm hoping that you're going to do a lot of book talks, you know, small gatherings on various things. And, you know, I'm going to be busy, but I'm going to be driving my cart by with my dog just to say hi to you on a frequent basis. So really looking forward to seeing you guys there. And you're just going to have a fantastic time.